Asbestos is known to cause cancer. It's banned for some uses in the U.S., but it's not entirely banned. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a new rule and new ways to evaluate the safety of asbestos. Kara Holsoppel reports.
Asbestos is a mineral that looks like long, thin fibers. EPA banned its use in spray insulation and most fireproofing materials decades ago, but it's still used in some applications, like making chlorine. Recently, EPA proposed what's called a significant new use rule for asbestos. The agency says it will require manufacturers and importers to notify and get EPA approval before manufacturing, processing, or shipping asbestos for new uses, or ones that have already been phased out by industry. People can breathe in or swallow tiny asbestos fibers. Diseases related to asbestos exposure include lung cancer and a rare cancer called mesothelioma. Heather Von St. James is a 12-year survivor of pleural mesothelioma. She says most people die within 18 months of a diagnosis. She works alongside the Mesothelioma Cancer Alliance to advocate for an outright ban on asbestos in the U.S. Its use is banned in 55 countries, including the U.K.
Anything built before now, they're saying 1990. There's probably asbestos present somewhere in the home, whether it be the siding, whether it be the roofing, the insulation around pipes, in the drywall. So during DIY is when a lot of people are coming into contact with it and they don't even know it. And so they're saying it's like a third wave of people getting diagnosed, and it's people who started doing demolition in their homes. And that's what's scary. And now this administration isn't going to do anything about environmental or asbestos already in the environment.
Von St. James is disappointed in EPA's other proposals for regulating asbestos. Asbestos is one of the 10 high-risk chemicals the agency is set to evaluate for safety based on its health impacts. But the Trump administration's framework for this risk evaluation will set aside most legacy uses of asbestos. That means officials won't be looking at the risks that come from asbestos in older homes and schools, where it's often hiding in plain sight.
I think it's horrible. Asbestos is a known carcinogen, and it kills people swiftly. And not banning it, for one, is just abhorrent. Ignoring the fact that it's in literally millions of homes throughout the United States, you know, even if it's just asbestos tape around some ductwork in your home, that's still too much.
The EPA is taking public comments on the new use proposal until August 10th. For the Environment Report, I'm Kara Holsoppel.
You can find out more about asbestos on our website, michiganradio.org. This is the Environment Report. It's breeding season for monarch butterflies, and government officials from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico want your help collecting data on them. The International Monarch Monitoring Blitz is underway now through Sunday. Mara Koenig is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says you can write down the number of monarch butterflies you see and take a close look at any milkweed plants you find.
Then that's when you can start looking for monarch eggs, which are deposited on the underside of the leaf of the milkweed. You can also look for the tiny caterpillars, which we call larvae or instars.
She says monarch butterfly populations have declined by 80% over the past 20 years. The Fish and Wildlife Service is deciding whether to list the butterfly as a threatened species. You can learn more about the Monarch Blitz at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.